Thursday afternoon, September 13th, as we head into week three of the season. We missed Open Mac last week, so we'll just get your thoughts so far on the first 2 weeks, what's gone right, what's gone wrong, headed into your third straight non-conference nationally ranked opponent this week at New Hampshire.
A lot of fun. What we've done, we've had moments, Tom, where it looked like football. And you've been at the games where it was, that's how it's supposed to look, on both sides of the ball and the kicking game. But our inconsistencies have cost us. Last week, we turned it over too much on offense, and we didn't have as many big plays as we did in Stony Brook on defense. Actually, we made some more plays than we did at Stony Brook, which is a good positive sign. But we got to get the consistency level on both sides of the ball. And we got to play 10, 12 great straight plays and not be inconsistent. The kicking game has been really a pleasant surprise besides the first snap at Stony Brook, Jake White's first snap.
I heard the question asked to you after the last game, and it was, with the turnovers quickly on offense at home against Lehigh last week, and then a couple quick scores by Lehigh. Were you, and your defense is really in a situation where, I mean, they it's almost a no-win at that point where they got the ball. But they asked you, were you happy to only be down 14-0 at that point? Because, even at halftime being down and then coming back and being down 21-7, there was a run by Nate Pagan that put it inside the red zone that was called back on a hold. And, because you were there, and I don't think the final score is an accurate representation because there were some late scores there. But it was 21-7, and you were driving. You were there. That could have been a one-score game.
It almost looked like we've been through that before, 21-7. Brian, we've done this a bunch while I've been here. It did. We just got to be consistent. No one likes to lose, especially in America. It's un-American. But sometimes you have to take your lumps and consistency factor and have goals that are realistic. So I'm pleased. I don't like for our players losing because it can knock the confidence out of you. But I think we have confidence. It was obviously in the first half offensively we were nervous. I think it was the largest crowd ever at a home game. We're nervous. And there's some issues we got on that side of the ball. But overall, when I reflected back and watched the tape, and I felt better. But what we got to do is we got to show better. And this week against New Hampshire, we have to build up the consistency factor. Now, it may not show necessarily on a score that will be more consistent, but we got to show that. Because sometimes, as I said, after Stony Brook hits your opponent, it causes it. And they're just flat
out. All they did was win 77-7 last week.
Yeah. But sometimes it's that way. And you got to give credit to your opponent. But right now, I think we're on the right plan where there's no need to panic. Our kids are practicing well. We have a good core. They're fun to be around. Our coaches are working hard. I think we're organized better than in past years. There's a lot of good things about where we're at. We just got to get to the 22nd. We're a little bit beat up in the D-line. I never talk about injuries, but we are a little bit, and I'm not going to name names or specifics. We are. We got to get guys to step up. That's life in football. You know that. Next man up. You got to be able to perform under adversity. I think we've practiced that. We've built depth. A lot of good things ahead of us.
What's your message to this team tomorrow when you get on that bus and head up to New Hampshire? As we mentioned, the third straight nationally ranked opponent that you will play. But what's your message to them, and what do you want to get out of this week? Because this is a program that's been among the top 10 programs in FCS football in the last decade.
And they're going to have a little bit of a mat on.
And they went up to Minnesota last week.
And that score was 9-7.
Which makes them 1-1 now against Minnesota because they won the last time they went up there.
And Minnesota's gotten better. Some of you got to give credit to Minnesota. And their quarterback got hurt, and he's going to be out.
Right.
That backup is very talented, though. It's not like he's an underachiever. He can't play because he can play.
This is their home opener. They played their first two on the road.
No doubt. My message is simple. Was when I came to camp, we're playing three. We got a great opportunity to get better. We never look at the scoreboard when we play up, and that's how you can sometimes beat people, because you take it one play, one series. You know that you're playing someone that's bigger and faster. You don't want to ever undersell yourself. You have to be functional. In order to win any game, you have to function. And both games, we've shown signs where we functioned, and we've shown signs where we didn't function. And you want to get more downs where you function than you don't. And that's really our goal. Enjoy the moment. Let's not. It's a business trip, man. Let's go up there and play our hardest. And then in the fourth quarter, we'll look up and see where it's at and see what's going on. And I think if we do that, we're going to be fine. And that's my message. It was my message in camp. I mean, anybody that looks at this schedule, and it's life. And sometimes you get dealt these hands. And in my life, some of the worst times of my life, I said, golly, boy, this is bad, were the best things in my life. At that time, I didn't think so, but mm-hmm. In the long run, it was the best thing for our lives. And that's how we're approaching it. And we got great kids, Tom. And I feel really good about them.
And it's very similar to what we've seen Albany do in the past, where they go up against the best and play the best. And once the conference time hits around, you know, they've gotten prepared to be ready for conference play, and they've already seen the best. And now, you know, once they get into the NEC, it's a chance and an opportunity, you know, to correct those mistakes that you've made in those first 3 weeks and not make them in league play, which becomes so important.
No doubt. And we all know this. It's we got to win the NEC to have a chance to get into the playoffs. We weren't going to get an at-large bid. And we knew that going in. And we got some tough teams ahead of us. And you know this conference every week in the NEC is great football, great coaches, great talent. Nothing's going to be easy. But I feel really, really good about where we're at besides getting a taste. It's like I said, you never accept losing. But you got to look at the bright spots and why it happens. And keep the faith. Keep following us. If you're a parent and you listen to this, your kids are doing great.
I got called out last Saturday. One of the parents came up and said, you know, you didn't do open mat this week. And we all got so caught up in the home opener and getting everything ready to go that we never had a chance to sit down and talk about it. You did mention the crowd on Saturday, so I just want to go back quickly and mention that. I know you get focused on the game, and, you know, after the game we talked briefly, and you said, so how did everything go? But let's talk about the atmosphere. And there was more people there than I've seen at a game on campus. You know, I think when we went to Willowbrook and played North Carolina Central, we had about 7,000 people at that game, but just about 5,000 people at the game. You know, a student section that overflowed what we put aside for them. A great turnout by the Lehigh fans and their band. Central band was phenomenal, as always. Talk a little bit about what it means to see that. You know, I started here 10 years. This is my 11th football season here, and that's unlike anything I've ever seen here in 11 years. Now, we've seen a lot of great atmospheres. When we went to Stony Brook, that place was rocking on day one. But for the first time since I've been here, I felt like we were able to match what we see sometimes when we go on the road.
No doubt. I'm so proud of our students. They were the 12th. Man, they got great school pride. That's a credit to Dr. Miller, all our administration, Paul Slippin, you, because you worked so hard getting the tickets out. I mean, and all of them, everybody here. There's not one person that doesn't deserve credit for that atmosphere. Maybe that was the biggest, saddest thing of my moment, the way we played, and maybe got stage fright, because you never want to let your
fans.
That's
it. You got another chance next week.
That's right, and a good one. We better. I should tell you, we better. And it is the fact that I'm so proud of what we've done. You've seen it, Tom. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, a slippery rock grad like myself, to figure out and look out there and go, whoa, this looks like football. I mean, everything about it, I'm so proud of what we're doing. We just got to do our part, and that is get better. And, yeah, that's my message. Be functional. Don't get caught up in the things that don't matter. You got to pay attention to the things that are right in front of your face. We got to go to class, number one. We got to do right. And we got to go out there and do the little things right in practice and take them to the game and be proud of ourselves. You win championships one play at a time, not by talking about it. And you make steel with fire. Every year there's going to be adversity. And anybody can do it and be happy when it's going great. Everybody's going to be happy when it's going great. America's been made on toughness and hanging in there and not letting go of the rope. and believing in each other, and that's what we're going to do.
Game 3 in the final non-conference game of the season this Saturday, 12 noon, on the road at nationally ranked New Hampshire. You can catch the action live on Fox Sports Radio 1410. Bruce Beal and Mark Robbins. The pregame show will start at 11:45 a.m. And you can catch the audio also online on foxsportsradio1410.com and on the iHeart Radio app on your phone. Coach, we wish you a safe trip up to Durham. Good luck this Saturday, and we will talk to you next week.
Fire up, baby.